Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said today that he will not make a scheduled trip to the White House next week. He was supposed to meet with President Trump to discuss the future of trade between the two countries. Here Now's Peter O'Dowd is here with the latest. And Peter, President Trump says both men agreed to cancel the meeting. What else do we know?
Well, one of the issues the men were supposed to discuss was the future of NAFTA, but this was really a fight over that wall because Mexicans were really, really deeply offended yesterday when Trump issued that executive order that directed the U.S. government to get started on building the wall. And last night, ABC's David Muir hinted at this when he asked Trump about the president's plan to make Mexico pay for it.
That wall will cost us nothing.
But you talked often about Mexico paying for the wall, and you again say they'll pay us back. Mexico's president said in recent days that Mexico absolutely will not pay, adding that it goes against our dignity as a country and our dignity as Mexicans. He says,
well,
quite simply, they're not paying.
David, I think he has to say that. He has to say that. But I'm just telling you, there will be a payment. It will be in a form, perhaps a complicated form. And you have to understand, what I'm doing is good for the United States. It's also going to be good for Mexico.
And Jeremy, Trump actually needled Peña Nieto even further today because he tweeted this morning that if Mexico doesn't want to pay for the wall, well, then Peña Nieto should, in fact, cancel the trip. So at that point, you know, what choice did the president have, Mexican president have?
Well, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said today that the administration would try to reschedule the meeting between Trump and Peña Nieto. How significant is this for the relationship between these two countries?
It's interesting because the relationship between the two countries has been relatively good over the past few decades. And, you know, I spent some time in Mexico covering the U.S. election this fall, and I spoke to a lot of Mexicans who were very angry, both at Trump but also at Peña Nieto. They're still talking about that meeting the two had back in August when Trump was running
during
for president.
The campaign. Yeah,
yeah, during the campaign. And so a lot of deja vu going on here. Mexicans really urging their president not to make the exact same mistake again. And so I think a lot of work still needs to be done if these two countries are going to get back to where they were.
That's Here Now's Peter O'Dowd. Peter, thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, before President Peña Nieto canceled his trip, I spoke with Luis de la Calle. He's a former undersecretary for Mexico's Ministry of Economy who helped design and promote NAFTA, that trade deal that President Trump wants to renegotiate or scrap altogether. And I started by asking him about Trump's recent trip to the Carrier air conditioning plant in Indiana. Trump had just been elected and he had cut a deal to keep several hundred Carrier jobs from going to Mexico. And he used the visit to rail against NAFTA.
We have NAFTA, which is a total and complete disaster. It's a total and complete disaster. It's a one-lane highway into Mexico. Nothing coming our way, everything going their way.
Is that how Mexicans view NAFTA?
Not at all. If you ask most Mexicans, they'll think that it's beneficial mostly to the U.S. So Mexico has become a very large market for the U.S., and, of course, we are a very large exporter to the U.S. It's a two-way street from which we both benefit. So I don't think President Trump has it right.
Well, when you say you both benefit, we do notice that the poverty rate in Mexico is about the same as it was in the early 1990s. Has NAFTA really been that good for the people of Mexico?
Yes. I mean, poverty is not measured in exactly the same way today as it was 25 years ago. So if you travel around Mexico and you talk to Mexicans and you see their educational attainment, the standards of living, and you see that most Mexicans are much better today than they were 25 years ago. But, I mean, NAFTA has made a contribution, no question. It has.
Do you think that Mexico has benefited more from NAFTA than the United States has?
Well, we opened more than the U.S. I mean, the U.S. was already an open economy when we joined NAFTA. And actually, the U.S. Spent decades preaching Mexico that we should open up our markets, that we should join the market economy, that we should join the world and compete in the world markets. It was a hard thing for Mexico to do. We went from a closed economy based on oil or mining to an economy that is now based on competition. Many firms in Mexico actually failed, went bankrupt because of the opening to the U.S. and Canada. And most people thought when we negotiated NAFTA that Mexico was, of course, the country that would lose to large corporations from the U.S. that were very competitive in the world markets already. So the effort was made on our side. What is interesting is that today we have the reverse, that it is the U.S. that has doubts as to whether it can compete with Mexico, and that now little Mexico is trying to convince a Republican administration that free trade is good for you.
Well, and what do you think is at stake if NAFTA is renegotiated? What's at stake for Mexico?
Well, I mean, a sense of direction. Mexico, as I mentioned, take a difficult decision for us, which was to open the to the world markets, to trust the U.S. If we took this NAFTA renegotiations and as an excuse to go back to the way we used to do things before, which was a closed economy that looked only inwards, that would be a significant mistake. And if I was in charge, I would argue to President Peña that Mexico should reaffirm its commitment to open markets, regardless of what the U.S. does. And if the U.S. becomes protectionist, we should not follow that lead.
Well, if the U.S. does move in that direction and throw NAFTA out, let's say, would you argue that President Peña Nieto should do a bilateral trade deal with the United States so that you have a strong trading partnership with your biggest trading partner?
I don't think we should do that. I mean, NAFTA works well. NAFTA reflects the integration among Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. We are part of the same production line, if you wish. Disrupting that would be contrary to the interests of North America. It would only benefit other countries around the world. Your example on the air conditioning units out of Indiana, the Carrier, is a good one. Because if we cannot manufacture jointly air conditioning units in North America, we'll only help the South Koreans, Samsung and LG, that are the largest producers of air conditioning around the world, and have a free trade agreement with the U.S. So if we put obstacles to our trade, we'll benefit Korea, China, Germany, Japan, and other countries around the world.
I want to ask you about something else. We heard again from President Trump this week that he is going to build the wall. He wants the wall built on the border with Mexico and that Mexico will pay for the wall. What do you make of that? And what should President Peña Nieto do in response to that?
Well, I mean, if the U.S. wants to build something on its side of the border, they can do it. I mean, I think symbolically it's a rejection of Mexico. I think we will have an ethnic content to it because he will not build walls with countries that are not brown and don't speak English. And I think it will be a waste of money for U.S. citizens and taxpayers. If the U.S. chooses to build a wall, for every 10 miles, you might probably build 30 schools. For every 50 miles, maybe 4 or 5 hospitals. For every 100 miles, maybe a large Navy ships. So there is an opportunity cost.
Well, Trump is saying Mexico will pay for the wall.
Well, but that is deceiving to U.S. taxpayers. Because even if he imposes a tax on Mexicans, those monies, once in the hands of the U.S. government, could use to fund national public radio or schools around the U.S. So there is an opportunity cost to those monies, and wasting those monies in a wall that is not necessary, in my way of thinking, you wouldn't be using those monies to the best possible use.
What do you think of where this relationship has gotten between the U.S. and Mexico, that we're talking about building walls and making Mexico pay for it and sending back all of the people who have come into the U.S. illegally, et cetera?
I mean, I think that is quite interesting, that the fact that Mexico has been at the center of the debate in the U.S., Americans might wonder, why is Mexico in the news every day? Why is the president of the U.S. talking about Mexico all the time? Well, because maybe Mexico matters to the U.S. more than people think in their daily lives. And the U.S. should want to have a thriving neighbor. I would appeal to the sense of fairness of Americans. I mean, the only thing we're asking Americans is, give us a chance to compete. We are not asking for subsidies, transfers, or anything, just a chance to work hard, preferably in Mexico, but also for some Mexicans that have chosen to do it in the U.S., also in the U.S.
That's Luis de la Calle, who is a former undersecretary for Mexico's Ministry of Economy, where he helped design and promote NAFTA back in the 90s. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. Nice talking to you.